Okay, the next argued case is number 22-1038, Intel Corporation against PACTEX VP Schwartz AG. Mr. Mammon.
Good morning, and may it please the Court. Nathan Mammon on behalf of Intel Corporation. The Board's decision upholding Claim 4 of the 631 patent should be reversed for two independent legal errors. First, the Board adopted a legally erroneous claim construction of the claim term plurality of bus segments that limited them to only directly connected bus segments, and based on that erroneous construction, concluded that the Buzinski reference did not disclose those bus segments. And second, the Board improperly faulted Intel for not specifically explaining how Aramoli's shared bus structure would be physically incorporated into Keen. Either error warrants vacating or outright reversing the Board's decision
in
this case.
We've all got a lot of things going on here and a lot of claims. This is just a process question, though. I understood that in your briefing, what you were saying is if we reverse the Board on combination of King and Aramoli, that you were advocating for reversal. But I thought you were only advocating for a remand on the issue of the plurality of buses.
That is correct, Your Honor. So on the claim construction point, if the Court reverses the Board on claim construction, that would at minimum require remand for consideration of the Buzinski and Aramoli combination, which the Board rejected on the claim construction.
But you already also make an argument up here about the combination of the Buzinski whatever reference to, right?
There are arguments, yes, even under the Board's construction, that we submit that even under the Board's erroneous construction, that Buzinski does show those directly connected bus segments that comprise a plurality of flexible data paths. So there is an argument that we made that we think the Board's construction was wrong, but even under that construction, Buzinski and Aramoli would still show that. But that the Board rejected the argument of Buzinski on claim construction. So I think, you know, for that ground, the natural thing might be to remand for the Board to consider the combination that it didn't actually address. On the King Aramoli ground, though, however, the Board applied an erroneous legal standard for obviousness, and under the correct legal standard, which would not require bodily incorporation, that should be a reversal. There's really no dispute. We submit that the Board found for claims 2 and 3 that you would combine King and Aramoli.
Show us where. Okay, so let's talk about bodily incorporation, because that's bodily incorporation is just a kind of a subset of motivation to combine, right? Doctrinally, it's not its own sort of separate doctrine. It's just a subset of motivation to combine.
It can be, Your Honor. I think, though, here that the Board's focus was not on whether there's motivation, whether Aramoli would improve the King system. The Board here focused on could you actually combine Aramoli into King. And, in fact, the Board pointed to the wrong part of Aramoli. So at Appendix 38, the Board faulted Intel for not specifically explaining how to incorporate the shared bus as disclosed in Aramoli. That was never our argument below. Our argument below was Aramoli teaches tertiary cache, teaches the advantages of tertiary cache to speeding up processor. You would apply that teaching of tertiary cache into the King system. The Board faulted us for saying
there are limits, as we just discussed in the earlier case, or as Judge Hughes writes, under our case law, if it's inoperable, then it fails under motivation to combine. Or at least we have certain cases that say that under the facts of those cases. So is bodily incorporation kind of the cousin of something being inoperable?
I don't think it necessarily is. And in this specific case, I don't think there was a dispute that somehow this would be inoperable. PAC's expert below, and I can point you to Appendix 3514 to 3515, and other places, wasn't that the circuit wouldn't work, wasn't that, you know, you couldn't combine these. It was that you'd have to make modifications. That was the phrase that was repeated throughout PAC's evidence, was you'd have to make modifications. You'd have to make modifications. It wasn't that those modifications were beyond the skill of a person of skill in the art.
Well, did the petition allege, or did you allege that those modifications are not outside of one's skill in the art?
Well, certainly we did, and I point you to both in the petition, Appendix 200, Appendix 202, which was explaining that, you know, how a person of skill would combine the L3 caches with King's bus system. Our expert explained in Appendix 783 that a person would know how to make this arrangement, and in his deposition in Appendix 3604-05, he provided further elaboration and under questioning from PACT about how a skilled person of skill in the art would know to make the combination of the tertiary cache, as taught in Aramilli, into the King system. And so we provided the motivation that the tertiary cache would improve the operation of King as King is looking for to improve processor speed, that Aramilli's tertiary cache, shared cache, would also do that. We explained that a person of skill would know how to do it. PACT's evidence was not that this could not be done, that it would be inoperable. PACT's evidence was you'd have to make modifications to do that. And this court's precedent doesn't, you know, in ally directing in other cases, the point is not whether there need to be modifications, it's whether it would be obvious to a person of skill to do it. But if I may, like, where the board, I think, most clearly went wrong, again, at Appendix 38, is that it was even looking at the wrong thing to change. And I think this is a telltale indication of where they went astray on bodily incorporation, but they were requiring a specific explanation of how to incorporate the shared bus as an Aramilli. And that wasn't the argument of the combination that was being made below. The argument in the petition was you incorporate the tertiary cache and you would use that in the King system. And so the board was focusing on basically setting up this false comparison of, hey, Aramilli has a shared system, but King uses this direct connection, and those are incompatible. But that was never the argument. And beyond that, the board also just fundamentally misread Aramilli. That Aramilli's teaching of how to use a tertiary cache wasn't limited.
So your argument motivation to combine isn't just they legally erred by requiring incorporation, it's they were just looking at the wrong things in the wrong way.
I think it's both. I mean, that they legally erred by requiring incorporation of the wrong thing. You know, they were focused on, and I think that's sort of indication of the board's bodily incorporation error, they were focused on taking Aramilli, its shared bus and cache, and how do you put that into the King system, rather than focusing on the teaching of Aramilli, on the cache, shared cache teaching, and how would that be incorporated into King. And so I think they're certainly overlapping, slightly different, of the focused on the wrong thing, on the shared bus, but also improperly requiring incorporation of that shared bus into King.
Can you just move to the, unless my colleagues have anything on this point, and this case also presents a direct versus indirect connection question, right?
Yes, sure.
And the board clear, did the, was the board clear here that it was requiring a direct connection?
I think it's crystal clear. If you look at Appendix 18, the board construed plurality of bus segments to mean, quote, that each bus segment is directly accessible to each, to its corresponding processor or processors. And then a couple pages before that, Appendix 16, the board said a plurality of bus segments for each processor does not include bus segments that are only indirectly accessible to a processor.
So are we supposed to view this as a plain construction question or as a substantial evidence question as it arises here?
So on the Buzinski ground and on the claim construction, it is at first point a claim construction issue because the board construed this claim term in a way that's fundamentally contrary to the claim language and the intrinsic record.
So let's say hypothetically we were to conclude that the board was wrong and that it doesn't require direct connection, it can be in connect. How far does that get us in terms of resolving this case?
So it gets you to, we say that if the board's wrong, that it does not require a direct connection, that Buzinski shows those connections. PAC did not dispute that in their briefing, that Buzinski would show that. So the limited work for the board to do on remand would be to address, okay, Buzinski shows everything in claim one. Now, you know, address the arguments, that were made on motivation to combine Buzinski with Aramilli. So that would be the work for the board on remand would just be to address the motivation combined, which for the Buzinski-Aramilli combination, which they didn't reach because they decided this on the claim construction term. But again, with the King error milling, that's independent of the claim construction issue. The board's error of bodily incorporation, I think, is something that, they didn't address in the Baczynski part, but, the art is different. I think that, it wouldn't, the board's error in King, I guess, didn't permeate to Baczynski because the board never actually addressed combining Baczynski and Aramelli. But if I may just, unless the question that I go back to the claim construction point, so clearly the board went wrong is that the plurality of bus segments must comprise a plurality of flexible data channels. And there's no dispute that the flexible data channels are created by switches. That's actually found, you can see it in the figure that's on page 16 of a reply brief, which is actually a figure that came from PAC's brief as well at page 39. But the figure on page 16 of our reply brief is a figure 6 from the patent. And here, these are annotations by PAC. They show the green boxes, they show those directly connected bus segments. And in the blue boxes, they show, these are the indirectly connected bus segments. But the only way you get the flexible data channels is with those indirect connected bus segments. That's how this works in the context of the 631 patent. But if you look at the claim language, the bus segments, plurality of bus segments must have these flexible data channels, which, ergo, it must have at least these indirect connections to meet the claim. I think where the board went astray is treating a plurality of bus segments as a separate limitation from the plurality of flexible data channels, rather than understanding it as it properly is in the claim, that the flexible bus segments must have the flexible data channels, that it's one limitation. The flexible data channels further defines what is required by those bus segments. And so for that reason, we think the board's construction is wrong and that it would require reversal of the Baczynski and Aramelli grounds, but we think the court can reverse outright on King and Aramelli. Unless the court has further questions, I'd be happy to reserve my time for rebuttal.
Any questions at the moment? Thank you. Mr. Weisgerst.
May it please the court. Sanford Weisgerst for Appellee PACT again. I'd like to begin with this question of bodily incorporation and specifically Appendix 38. And I think really what the bodily incorporation argument is seizing upon what we believe clearly is a typo in the board's decision at Appendix 38. And I'd like to explain that for a minute. So the supposed error that the board made in misconstruing Intel's arguments was it said, you need to show how the shared bus from Aramelli will be used in your combination. And the board, indeed, that was a typo. The board meant to say a shared cache, not a shared bus. And I'd like to explain why we know that that's the case. If you look at the first sentence on the second sentence on Appendix 38, the board correctly characterizes Intel's argument as the combination of King and Aramelli in which a shared cache retains the 16 separate directly connected bus segments as shown in King. No reference to a shared bus. That was a correct interpretation of Intel's argument there. In the subsequent sentence that begins, that arbitration was a well-known bus mechanism, the board mistakenly referred to a shared bus. Now, how do we know this additionally, besides the fact that the board got it right in the first sentence, is that the board cites in this second sentence the patent owner's surreply at 11 to 12, which is also in the appendix, and that is at page 576. At those pages of the patent owner's surreply, there's no reference to a shared bus. There's only a reference to the shared cache being used with King's bus segments. So one typo by the board does not warrant reversal or vacatur. This court previously, in a case involving the trademark board, found that there was a typo. That's the Omaha Steaks case. 908 F3rd at 1327 and did not find a cause for reversal on that point. So coming back to this bodily incorporation argument, if one understands that this is indeed a typo, the board did understand Intel's combination, again, as involving, let's take the shared cache from Aramilli, let's combine it with the 16 bus segments from King. That was their own combination. It's at Appendix 202, which is the petition.
Can I just ask you, did you make this typo argument in your brief, in the red brief?
We didn't use the word typo. What we did argue is that the board understood that Intel's argument involved using the shared cache from Aramilli.
Yes, that makes sense. But we still need to understand why that would change the result.
Yes, absolutely. So if I could turn to the question.
I'm sorry. I'm just a little, you know, you make an argument about a typo, which is sounds like a compelling argument that if you just misunderstand it, and it's the first time I'm hearing about a typo here. So show me in your brief where you covered this issue, even if you didn't use the word typo. Make me feel better.
First point I would make is one of the main focuses on our brief was a different combination that was proposed in the reply involving a crossbar. So a lot of discussion on that. Then after that, we turned to the question of the original petition's proposed combination, which was the 16 bus segments from King combined with the shared cache, not the shared bus, of Aramilli. And if you just bear with me for one moment. Okay, so page 36 of our brief, the red brief, we, before quoting the same paragraph on page 38 of the appendix that I was just talking about, we say, the board also addressed Intel's original proposed combination, i.e. that King's 16 separate bus segments could be modified to include Aramilli's L3 caches. That is how we interpreted the board. Now, I will admit, we did not use the word typo. We did not specifically dissect that last sentence of the board's paragraph at Appendix 38, but our brief did argue that the board addressed...
It's a somewhat different argument, and it's on a key point here. I mean, you seem to be saying, you started off, if I'm recalling what happened 5 minutes ago, that you said this is not a bodily incorporation case, because all it's built on is a sentence which is a typo in the board's thing. Okay. We can move on.
So if I could move on to the question of Intel's proposed combination in the petition about the L3 cache being combined with King's 16 separate bus segments, the board did address that in that paragraph, and I'd like to explain why the board found that there was not going to be a motivation to combine. And I think it's helpful here to look at a picture, because it's a lot of words, but if we look at a picture at Appendix 26, this is the board's decision again, you see King. And you see the 16 bus segments in King, okay? What Intel was proposing to do was to preserve that bus system, okay, but to attach these caches to each of those bus segments. That's the proposal. It's not my version. It's not the board's version. It's Intel's own proposed combination at Appendix 202, and I'll read from it again, is that they're taking the L3 caches taught by Aramilli, and we're going to directly attach them to King's processors P0 through P3 and connect them over King's processor buses. Now, here's what the problem with that. Now, is it physical inoperability? Perhaps not, but it requires substantial modification, because what you need, if you're going to accomplish that combination, you need to have communication between all of these 16 processor buses in a way that King does not require. King doesn't require communication, because in King you've got a direct line from each processor to each memory. Now that we're sharing a cache memory among all these P0 through P3 processors, we need some way for cache coherence, as well as for other purposes, of communicating between these 16 processor buses. And Intel says, well, arbitration, that's how you do it. But the board had substantial evidence to say, this is not just throwing up the word arbitration. You need to... It's a complicated mechanism to enable that communication. Not only that, but the board went a step further at Appendix 38, and it said, not only is it complicated, but the whole point of King is to avoid competition and latency in terms of a processor accessing a memory. Once we introduce this idea of communication, we're going to have a lot of waiting around, a lot of competition for who's using which bus when, And the board had substantial evidence to find the skilled artisan would not do it. Now, I'd like to return to this physical inoperability point. It came up in the prior case, but it's also clearly important here. Again, our position, respectfully, is that it's not, the patent owner's burden is not to show that the combination fails because it's physically inoperable. Could that be a way? Yes. But that's what the patent owner is allowed to show, is that there are substantial obstacles and costs to doing it. And don't take my word for it. Please take a look at your honor's discretion at the Henny Penny case. And I'd like to just discuss the facts very briefly of that. Henny Penny was a patent on detecting whether there were impurities in frying oil. Okay? And they were trying to combine two patents there. And the combination, one of the patents, the one that actually existed for impurities in food oil, cooled the oil down before it tested for the impurities. And what the combination wanted to do is, let's not cool the oil down, let's test it when it's really hot. And they said, okay, well that might mean that our sensor doesn't last as long. And that was the cost of the combination. Our sensor's not gonna last as long. And this court said, okay, there's a benefit, which is you don't have to cool the oil down. But there's a cost, which is your sensor might not last very long. And there is substantial evidence, this court found, for the board to say, in light of those costs and benefits, that a skilled artisan would not have made that combination. It was not a physical inoperability question. It was a cost and benefit. And just to refer briefly to the exact page, it's in our brief. But it's basically saying you can't just say arbitration. You can't just say that there's... That you're going to incur a cost and that's okay. You have to weigh the cost and the benefit. The skilled artisan has to do that. The board has substantial evidence to look at what a skilled artisan would do. And so here, coming back to my picture at Appendix 26, you've got all these 16 bus segments. You're going to need communication between them. The whole point of King is not to have contention and competition between the processor getting to its memory. And the board had substantial evidence to say, well, that's that combination that Intel is proposing is going to be too problematic. And a skilled artisan would not be motivated to make it. If I could turn to the claim construction point, a couple of points. One is that the claim language is a plurality of bus segments for each processor. We then get to this flexible data channels point, but that's after. For each processor, the meaning of for, dictionary definition, is belonging to. If you reach out and you have all these indirectly accessible segments elsewhere on the diagram in figure 6, and if those count as for, then it deprives for of any meaning. Even better, though, than the dictionary definition is at Appendix 1798 from the file history. The very claim language that we're talking about was amended. It went from plurality of segments to plurality of bus segments for each processor. This was an amendment that PACT had to make in order to get its patent approved. And what it did was it pointed at, this is at Appendix 1798, it pointed to the figure 6 from its patent, and it pointed specifically to which bus segments it was talking about when it was adding these words for each processor. And the ones it pointed to was the 4 input direct segments going into a processor and the 4 going out of the processor, 8 in total. If it had meant to incorporate into this other indirectly accessible ones, it would have pointed to those, but it did not. And that, we believe, is the most telling explanation. Now, Intel says, well, they use the word example, but that's respectfully a red herring because it was an example in that it only involved 4 in that case, but what it was interpreting in that diagram was which ones count. Okay, if it had chosen a different diagram, might have been a different number. But in this diagram that it chose an example, if it had meant to include the indirect ones, it would have pointed to those. And what Intel is basically doing is it's saying interpret the claim language before it was amended, when it just said plurality of segments, full stop. They're ignoring and not giving any meaning to the words plurality of bus segments for each processor.
But you're not discussing the additional words in the claim, which are flexible data channel, which
I'd like to do that.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you, Judge Prost. That's the argument.
The claim goes on to say comprising flexible data channels to each processor. And they argue 2 is broader than 4, et cetera. Here's the problem with that. Is as I heard in their argument, and as I also understood it from their brief, what they're saying is PACT has to show that there would be an element-to-element path in order for it to be a flexible path. And you can't do that without using the indirect ones, okay? But the patent doesn't say it has to be element to element. And The fact that this language in isolation about flexible data channels to each processor is broader in isolation from plurality of bus segments for each processor, the way to reconcile that, we submit, is the fact that the limiting factor is what comes first. Plurality of bus segments for comes before comprising flexible data channels too. And therefore, if there's a limitation that narrows it in the first part, which we think there is because of the word for and because of the file history that I referenced.
So are you saying these words don't mean anything?
No. They do mean something. And in fact, it comes up later in this Budzinski combination. What it means is that you need more than one path to send data at the same time. Okay, so you don't need to send it all the way to the next element, but you need some way, if you're talking about a processor, you need at least two ways of getting data into and or out of that processor at the same time. That's what flexible data channels requires. And the reason why this Budzinski-Aramilli combination goes wrong, one of their arguments is that they try to use a status bus and a data bus to be the two segments. And the status bus, even if it constitutes data, which the board found it didn't, is using an entirely different sort of signal than what's going through the data bus. And so it's not flexible because you don't have the option of using both at the same time, right? They're for different purposes. And so that's what flexible data channels means. It requires you to have more than one option, but it doesn't require you to go from an element all the way to another element over a single bus segment. And again, plurality of bus segments for each processor is the key language that comes first and imposes this limiting restriction. I addressed status bus briefly. The other argument that Intel makes has to do with one segment in Budzinski, which it said in its petition at Appendix 209 that was one segment. Now it's saying, well, no, it's, and in its reply at the board, it said for the first time, these are two segments, two sub-segments, if you will. The board found that this was a new argument on reply. That was within its discretion not to address it. But in any event, the board had substantial evidence to reject it on the merits. And the reason is because that argument is entirely predicated on one sentence from Budzinski, which is an extremely long patent and specification. And what that sentence says is it uses the word contemporaneous data transmission. That's Appendix 2129. The board had substantial evidence to find that contemporaneous does not necessarily mean simultaneous. Of course, in the computing world, things are happening very quickly, one thing on top of the other, but it would have to be simultaneous to be able to prove that this were two flexible bus segments. And Budzinski does not carry that burden for them. And therefore, the board had substantial evidence to reject that combination as well. If the court has no further questions, I'll rest on my brief and ask that the board be affirmed in this case. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor. So if I may start with the argument that we heard, which was you know, the first time that this was regarding to the Keene and Aramilli combination, that this was a typo. It wasn't an argument that had been made before in the briefs. But it also, I don't think, is a fair reading of the board's decision or the record. And you can look at Appendix 35 of the board's decision, where the board, in its process of sort of describing what each side is arguing, they note that Intel is saying that PACT is requiring a combination to bodily incorporate Aramilli's bus into King's system, which Intel denies is necessary. So you know, the board recognized that that was what Intel was saying PACT was requiring, and it wasn't just Intel argument. You go look at PACT's submissions to the board at Appendix 461, which was PACT's response to our petition. They say that it wasn't possible it's pointed to Aramilli L3 caches relying on the shared bus system. Of Aramilli. Their expert also made this point at Appendix 3513, that again, Aramilli had this shared bus. So that was the argument that PACT had made to the board. When the board addresses that argument on page 38 of its decision, it was addressing the argument that PACT had actually made. But even if you think that this was a typo, I would have two responses on that. It's the key decision or key language in the board's decision rejecting Intel's arguments. At the very least on this key language where the court requires reasons decision-making from the board, the board should be required to clarify that actually was a typo because we don't think it actually was. But even sending that apart, whether there's a remand required just for the board to clarify its decision, at the very least, this is still a requirement of bodily incorporation, even if you don't think that shared bus.
What about the Henny Penny case, which they seem to rely on? Oh, they certainly cover it in their brief, and they cited as saying that if it would, the board is entitled to rely on expert testimony, that it would, the combination would add additional complexity and lead to decreased efficiency. So is that something that was shown here by substantial evidence, and which is a problem for you?
So I don't think it's a problem for us, Your Honor, that the Henny Penny case was, you know, decided on the motivation combined.
Okay.
And the board in that case, and the court affirmed the board's decision that, look, that because of these differences in the art, there wouldn't be a motivation combined. I know we had the earlier exchange of sort of the relationship of motivation combined with bodily incorporation. But here I think the problem is the board was not focused on what the teaching was that was being combined. So they never actually got to the point that the board did in Henny Penny of saying that, hey, you couldn't combine the Aramelli cache with Keen. And so we think that that Henny Penny just, it was dealing with a separate issue.
I'm a little confused, but let me see if this is... Your view is that the board's error is that it actually did require these two references to be physically combined, and that's legal error, and that's why it rejected a motivation to combine. I think your friend arguing a more subtle way of saying, well, it's not that they can't physically be combined, but when you look at these two references to achieve the goals of the patent, a skilled artisan would not know how to combine them, and because there's a lot of complicated factors that would have to be in, and so they wouldn't look to these two references. I don't think I've articulated it very well, but it seems those are two different arguments, and you want me to read the board's decision as the bodily incorporation, and he wants me to read it as that other kind of, well, a skilled artisan wouldn't do this, not because of bodily incorporation, but because a skilled artisan would not understand that these could be combined because there's so many other things you would have to do. Is the second way a fair reading of the board's decision in your view?
Judge Hughes, I don't believe it is because all we have to go on is what's on Appendix 38 and what the board's rationale was. And what the board was saying that hadn't been shown was how do you incorporate the Aramelli shared bus into King's system? So the starting point wasn't even how, if there's an argument that, well, these, you know, person wouldn't physically combine it, was because, well, the board was looking at the wrong thing to combine.
So if we send it back and the board clarifies and they say on this record, you know the record better than I, that we didn't mean this bodily incorporation. All we meant was there was substantial evidence to support that it would be complex, it would be difficult, it would be costly, yada da. Would that be sufficient? And in that case, why wouldn't we send it back to the board?
Well, I don't think the court needs to send it back to the board. That's our first point. But if the hypothetical board decision that then were to go back and find, rely on evidence that they didn't cite on Appendix 38 of why someone wouldn't have done that, the board didn't do that. I mean, and we think our evidence and the substantial evidence that supports that the person would know how to do this and that there's advantages of this shared cache so that a person wouldn't make this combination. But that's not something that's reflected in the board's decision. They never reached that point of the analysis. And if I may just remind that the board found that you would combine King and Aramelli's teaching at least for the L1 and L2 caches. They found that claims 2 and 3 would be obvious based on that combination. So I think it's a high hurdle to then say that, but you would stop at part of Aramelli's teaching, then you wouldn't know how to you wouldn't be motivated to combine that teaching because there would be changes that have to be made when there's a recognition that at least there would be an obviousness of combining King and Aramelli. I'm happy to respond. I realize I'm over time. I'm happy to respond on the claim construction point if the court wants. I just would two points if I may, just quickly, that in my friend's argument, he really was admitting that this is one limitation. Plurality of bus segments must comprise the plurality of flexible data channels, and you don't get those flexible data channels without switches. He pointed to Appendix 1798. Of the file history, I would point you to 1797 of the file history, where Pact explained that the multiple data paths are created by switches. And again, reply page 16 of our brief shows the diagram, no dispute about what's direct and indirect. You don't get the flexible data paths without indirect connections. Thank you, Your Honors, for your indulgence.
Thank you. Thanks to the counsel. This case is taken under submission.